Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to our podcast. You come here to chill with us every week, and we thank you. This week, all political. You don't want to miss it. It's a rundown of the Nigerian political scene. You know, if you kindly tune in, thank you for coming back. Hope you enjoy this one. Take care. Peace out.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast.
Hello.
My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sister, Adu. I'll be recording live, sadly, but...
What?
Sadly, but...
Sadly.
But what, Rashida? See how happy you are.
No, stop it. Now. I'm not happy.
Rashida,
you know what we went
if
through.
You say, if you are happy, you are happy. See you giggling. Like say it's your wedding day.
You know what we went through before we got this internet to connect. How can I be happy about that?
For the past 30 minutes, I was like, Rashida, maybe you were the one that was waiting for me to come back to Nigeria. You face the consequences of your action.
I regret that decision. No.
We've been juggling between three network operators. Nothing.
That's horrible.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Yusis, but I can't relate.
Tell me about it.
The only thing I can relate is be frustrated waiting for you to
that's
connect.
That's what you want to see. We'll be frustrated together. You can't relate, but you relate now. I don't know. We'll manage.
We have to manage. Yusis, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm fine. Came back. Was jet lagged for like 3 days.
Ooh.
You can't cheat me, Chol Rashida.
You can't.
My sleeping pattern was just upside down.
Ooh-ooh.
Like, can you get over it? You know where I am. So let's just adapt.
I need to get back to life.
Like, you know. What else? Okay, the weather has been good in Abuja. It didn't rain as much.
Okay.
But the weather has been fine. Yeah.
Oh.
It gets really chilly at night. You know, I love that. What else? Well, I tried to do some post-production work that's editing for you. What else? My week. I'm trying to capture my... What did I do, Rashida? Oh, I did my copying. I went for my copying session.
Oh,
I was anticipating
nice.
It, right? Yeah.
I've never had one.
That, so I think
it's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I've never had.
It's something you should do.
Yeah,
it's something you should do. I would advise anybody if you're a Muslim, you know the importance of copying. So
what's the other name they call it?
Hijama.
Hijama. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. Really excited. I was happy I did it. Yeah. What else? I think that's the highlight of my week. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, alhamdulillah. I'm feeling good. Except for the light issue, comes, goes. The Nigerian factor, Sha.
The Nigerian factor.
But everything is set.
All the things that says I'm a Nigerian without saying I'm a Nigerian.
All the things that you're waiting, you've been waiting for me to be complaining about. In 1 week, I've complained it to Rashida so she knows.
She said,
oh God. I said, no, it's a lie. There's nothing like, oh God. You're waiting for me.
No, but the sad thing about this thing is that we are trying to normalize it, and it's not normal, you know. We're trying to say, oh,
well, it's
not.
Now.
Like, is it normal?
In the next 2 weeks now, I will just be talking about it like a normal thing.
That's sad. It's just that we Nigerians,
Nigerian situation is sad. When you think about it, every aspect of it is sad.
We just accept suffering, accept it as normal.
Ben Logaladenchi, I'm sure you follow him.
Yes, I do.
I think his three previous videos where his sketch for that video was how Nigerians adapt to everything.
I think that's one of our biggest problems. Yeah.
You put Nigerians through everything, they will adjust.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that will not adjust. In my life, I never thought Nigerians would buy fuel for 600 naira. I'm sure when you tell Nigerians 2020 that by 2024, you'll be buying fuel for 900 naira. Nobody will believe you.
Yeah.
They'll tell you the country will turn upside down. Nobody, right? So we have that. When you tell Nigerians that 2024, the exchange rate to a dollar will be 1,705 naira, nobody will believe, right? So many things.
Yeah.
These two things sadly affect every other aspect of the Nigerian economy.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar and fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Once the dollar rises, every other thing goes up. Once the fuel price goes up, every other thing.
Mm.
So double wahala for dead body. That's what is happening to Nigeria.
That's so sad.
It's really, really sad.
You see, where
Really
you
sad.
traveled, we did talk about Nigeria problem. I think you should travel more because I take back all I said.
It's a
Like,
lie.
I don't
You're
want to
not going.
hurt. For the sake of my mental health, please. I really don't want to.
And do you know the sad part of it, Rashida, about this fuel thing? Nigerians are having to wake up very early in the morning to go and get that fuel at that price. So make it make sense to me.
Can you imagine? It's not as if
Why will you be
it's in.
buying
Oh,
fuel
bro, stop
around
it.
897 to 900 naira and it's still not available?
Oh,
You have to wake
no.
up very early in the morning to queue up and buy it.
No.
Slavery no do pass this one.
What? What are we saying? Like, you mean you cannot just
Oh, be
drive into.
blowing English there. She said, "What are you
No. No,
saying?"
make
Blowing
it.
Queen's English.
Seriously, make it make sense. Like, you mean you have to still go and queue up? You cannot just drive into a petrol
Rashida,
station and get.
let me remind you about this quote. They said, "If they explain Nigeria to you and you understand it, the person did not explain Nigeria to you.
Oh, yeah.
You are not meant to understand it. It doesn't make
Okay.
sense."
So there's no need for me to break it down. So it's the way we said it is that don't even there's no mathematics to it. You can't get it. There's no solution. This is it. And oh no, this is wow.
Something yesterday is about, Argentina, the country Argentina
Yep.
has been going down. Their economy has been going down for a while. They have like the worst. You're talking about inflation numbers that are unbelievable. Living conditions is worse than any other country. So they had this new president, right? Their new president, my goodness, they had the elections in December. Don't
Okay.
forget, our president was sworn in May.
Yep.
So there's 7 months in between them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Argentina had it worse than Nigeria. But as I'm talking to you yesterday, they said rent prices dropped by 40% as
Whoa.
President Milei boosts Argentina's property supply by 170% in 1 year.
That's
And
impressive.
we have some useless people here. Trust the process. Your president will come out and he's telling you, progress is like childbirth. The woman has to go through pain. So my
You know, the same thing was
that we have to go through the pain.
this
They
was the
say
same thing
the labor
that.
never finish.
No,
The
no.
woman go die. Oh.
This was the same thing that your former president said. They said, oh, it's just 4 years. Give him another 4 years. 8 years came and 8 years passed. They say, your northerners said, no, we should trust him. They were even supporting him. They were saying that for after every suffering, there will be light at the end of the tunnel, there will be enjoyment.
And let me tell you some of the things that the Argentinian president did, Rashida. Some of the things, because we can't go through all of them. When he came in, he sold the presidential jet and started flying commercial airline like everybody. He scrapped out almost 10 or more ministries. Your president added, your own president added all of this so to cut down cost of government, and he was able to bring down inflation drastically. Drastically. I made a mistake. He resumed office in November.
November.
November. It's not even a year.
It's not even up to a year.
But your own is buying presidential jet. They say,
And
do you
yet.
want your president die? He bought a yacht. He bought a new. How many billion did they spend for presidential vehicles?
No,
He
you
bought
know what?
Escalade.
Thinking about this, I
I.
just realized that Nigeria government, people in power, people in government, they know what to do, but they will not do it. The thing is that they are not patriotic people. So they don't have this
Nope.
fight. Yeah, they don't have this fight for like, I want Nigeria to be better. They all go there with one aim, and it's to make themselves and their family and
Let
their
me come and chop. Yes.
generation to come rich. So that is. So when you go with that mindset and you go with that mentality, there's nothing anybody can tell you. And you see people justifying it. This administration will favor me and my family.
You see Nigerian mindset. It will favor me. Okay, let's see now. It will favor you as in how? Are you going to a different market? Or do they have a different market for people
No,
that the administration will favor?
what they mean by that. that is that
They'll be in the good books.
They'll be in the good books, and where the government is being corrupt,
their own family will be.
So that mentality just shows that you too, you are part of a corrupt system and don't even care what other people are going through. If you're part of that corrupt system, you're fine. Every other person can go to hell.
That's the part that vexes me. I think I've mentioned it once. We have this WhatsApp group for our university classmates.
Yeah.
During Buhari's time, there's this particular guy, Rashida. Oh my God. He made a lot of our classmates leave the platform.
Yeah,
because it's argument upon argument. Do you know cult mentality, obsession? There's nothing Buhari cannot do wrong. It's other people. That's how do you argue?
That was what affected the last administration.
He's in Bauchi unemployed.
Hey God.
Yes, no.
Yes.
He's in Bauchi unemployed, though.
No, you know the problem we had with the last administration was because the former president was a northerner. Every northerner, because I remember every northerner, the older people, our parents, they all supported him. They all liked him. They all had this mentality that, okay, we are suffering now, and after we finish suffering, you see the parents arguing with the children, saying that, no, it's Buhari. He's our Messiah. He has come. 1 year, 2 years, three years, still it was still the same thing.
Do you know why?
It was at the 8th year that they started reality sunk in.
Thank God, Sha. I know how many people I've argued with because of Buhari, because they feel I'm not northern enough. That makes sense.
From
the first year, I say, Kai.
Yes, let me tell you something.
So we go,
you know somebody told me. You know what somebody told me? I kid you not. This person looked me in the eyes and told me that me, I'm abroad, that I should face my abroad and leave them. That it's working. Straight up, they told me since that day.
You're abroad. You Nigeria is not your country.
No, Nigeria is not my country. She said, I should face my abroad. I mean, what do I know? Am I not abroad? That, why am I drinking Panadol for people living in Nigeria? Since that day, I said, okay.
Imagine.
No worries. I get you. No. Let me enjoy my abroad. So that's why I keep saying I can't relate. Because
can you even enjoy your abroad? No, no, no. See, we joke and everything. Nigeria follows you wherever you go.
Of course.
As so long as you have family
of
members
course.
Here, you have friends here,
of course.
Nigeria will affect you. It will not be as bad as we live in Nigeria, but it must. If you have an atom of humanity or empathy in you, Nigeria
definitely.
Must affect you.
Definitely.
It must affect you. So the one that pay me, they have thousands of aides, right? They give peanuts to unemployed youths to be fighting on social media. I get it. If it's your work, you have been paid to defend the administration.
Yeah.
But you are suffering. She, you will never, in the hopes of thinking that you get close to the power.
Yeah.
You will never get close to them. You are just wasting your data and airtime, and you will suffer too. So what's the point? He is not stealing. Which one is worse? You supervising people that are cleaning this country dry, or only you stealing? Is it not better only you steal and you stop other people from stealing? Buhari was just nonchalant. I've told them to. I've given directives for them to. Okay. If it was your household and you told somebody to do something, are you not going to check back to see whether or not
of course
done
now you will see
well
they've gone through with it. Of course.
Do you understand? You just on to the next one.
Yeah.
Nobody suffered past poor people during Buhari's time. And I them killed themselves on top of Buhari.
Yeah. No, it's
thinking Buhari will come along all the rich people.
That was what we thought initially. That was what we thought initially. We thought that he was going to come.
Go back and think about it. And start locking people left, right, and
no, not even locking people up and down. We thought that initially, I'm not saying he's not a man of integrity, that's not where I'm coming from. But what we're saying, we thought that his integrity was to the extent that he was going to put competent people in the right positions, people that knew what they were doing, not like going through sentiment and taking a friend of a friend. And you know, that was what we thought was going to happen.
I disagree with you.
Disagree? What did you
say? He's a man of integrity.
That was what they painted.
You say he's a man of integrity.
That was the picture we got.
What did we see?
It's the picture he painted, because I can remember, I can never God. You know when God wants to catch people, this is how he will catch people. When Buhari is
I want to, that will be my next point. But before I go further, let me define integrity. Oxford Dictionary defined integrity as one, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principle.
That
Number
was what we
two,
saw
the
in
state of
him
being
now.
whole.
What are you arguing with me? If you look
You
at
saw, I didn't see that.
Buhari, didn't you see that he was like a calm, quiet, integrity person, family orientated?
You see, that's the problem. She said, calm, quiet. That's not integrity. It says integrity is state of being honest and having strong moral principle that you refuse to change. Right?
Okay, that you refuse to change. I hear
So you
that.
said you saw how, what did you see?
No, now, share. You know that
What
us,
did you see?
we are young people. We are the youths of
No,
Nigeria. We
see, no,
don't know.
I'm not saying prior to his election. No, I'm saying when he assumed power,
Aha. Oh-ho.
all that beliefs, we now saw that it's a lie.
Me, I'm even
I
talking
supported
prior
Wario.
to. I think I went. I said, what do
Oh, then
you?
you are right.
No,
Then
I'm
you are
talking
right. What you were
prior. No,
saying
not
during his
during.
presidency. That's
No,
why I'm
during.
saying no, I disagree.
No. During his presidency, everybody saw Premium Shege. Prior, do you know we were? Have I ever told you the
Rashida,
story of how we
we're
went to
among
camp
the
during his history? We went with
which camp?
we did picnic.
I was among
You were among
Tokyo.
what? See, let's just take our loss.
Tokyo, you did picnic for what?
We prayed, we cooked our food, we took drinks, we did picnic, we went with our mats, we sat
Yes.
down there from morning to evening. We waited till everybody had voted, we closed the house, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, Rashida.
I can never
Rashida,
forget that day.
during that election, I was carrying my pen and booklet, writing number of votes. They must not cheat Buhari.
I want to cry.
I'm telling you,
He did
I
us
remember
dirty.
vividly.
He did us dirty. You
was
know
like,
what? This is
Rashida,
exactly useless. Do you know
go.
what? Put, let me sum this thing up. You know, this is exactly what they call a scam, a
A big scam.
well-organized scam.
I'm happy Buhari became president of Nigeria. Kesa Minsa, if
Why?
not, like you used one word, you said the Messiah. And that's exactly how the northern people saw him, as a Messiah. So if not, this man ran three times. God said, no, I know what this one will come and do. First time, Second time, Say Buhari, say Buhari.
But
Third
do you
time,
know there
He said,
was one
okay,
during that election?
let
There
him come and
was
show us.
during that election, there was one woman that said, I don't know if I've said it on this podcast before, like an old lady during the election when she saw how everybody went crazy over Buhari and stuff. She said, we experienced Buhari when he was head of state. And we suffered. There was no food. And she said, "Not. I don't think anything will change." Everybody was shouting at this woman. Everybody said, "Shut up! It's a lie! It's not possible!" Blah,
Rashida,
blah, blah. We
you
saw
are even
it.
saying one woman. My aunties, my mom, they talk and they said during Buhari is not what you young people think. Oh, so I'm curious, who created all those fairy tale stories
I
false
don't know. You know he
about Buhari?
looks calm.
He
You know
did
if you
this. He
cannot
did
see,
it.
you know he can. You cannot look at Buhari
Rashida,
and
can you
see.
leave this calm thing? Calm thing.
But let us.
Tinubu, doesn't he look calm?
No, he
Where
doesn't look
the
calm.
worker said?
No, he doesn't look calm. Do you know why? Because we've gone and we've read his stories. That's why it's good to do research on people.
It's because of these stories. It's because of these stories. If not, if they have watched him now, you will not talk this
No, we've gone, we've seen Tinubu's.
way.
I know
Rashida,
somebody listening
I'm
to.
giving you story. I did gist you. The team pay me. I say I carry that pen and booklet. I had something to do at the hospital. Now, so I carry my pen and booklet. I think I escorted somebody. I had to locate the hospital cafeteria because they were showing,
Stop it.
they were
No, your own is
compiling
bad,
the
though.
votes. Come and see me. He pay me. He
Your
pay
own
me, Rashida.
is bad. Me, at least
Come
I
and
was
see.
bonding with my family. We went for picnic there. Your
When we came back home, now to sit in front of TVO,
No, we did that
Rashida, at
rubbish,
that time,
because that thing
Omo,
is rubbish.
Twitter was killing.
Was on fire.
After they announced that Buhari has won, we were the people that were dancing on the road. We went away jubilating. Yes. So he paid me personally. Everybody has so much hope. How about the whole
No.
of Nigeria now. They haven't forgotten. North, east, south, west.
This is, let me tell you this one that
so
will bust.
Much hope.
Yes, let me tell you this one that will bust your head.
Yeah.
Buhari was passing through Kaduna State, you know, we were young, like the youth of Nigeria. We are still the youth, but that time we were the youth, the babies of Nigeria. Then,
see this one. Was it not the year that you got married? She said, youth, see this old man, please, can you tell us something?
No, it was before the year
somebody
I got
will
married.
I will expose you
when he was
a youth. Which youth?
Before we come there, yesterday, me and Yusis were having our usual conversation on the phone, and we were remembering some old things. I said, Yusis, if somebody hears us now, they will know our age. I swear, we should not be having these conversations. They will know our age.
No, let's
we
forget
went.
That one. No, it's painful.
We drove to the middle of the road. We went. He was passing. Look at every all of us. We were the ones standing on the cars, waving. So you guys were the ones celebrating.
We were dancing on the street, Rashida. Did people sleep that day? The whole country was like in a high spirit. Everybody was happy.
We think that we had just won the World Cup or something.
Yeah, at last there's hope for the country.
That was the beginning of
the one way past, if I remember, when he took 6 months before appointing ministers, that they are doing integrity check. Ashe Kariyane, rubbish. He had one of the worst set of cabinet.
Yeah,
how can a minister spend 8 years? Secretary elected Nashi, 8 years, they didn't change that minister. Rashida, I'm tired of talking about this thing. I beg.
What brought is the current situation that brought what? Yes, because we had to.
Yeah, one thing will lead to another.
No, we had to go back in history so to get to where we are now. So there was something that led to where we.
And Buhari laid the precedent of what we're facing now.
He did.
The nonchalance he was displaying whilst he was president. Do you understand? They will kill people. This man will say, "Deep bad when she." As in, the whole thing, why are you complaining? He was doing Nigerians a favor. That kind of thing. What are you complaining about, right? The one that I would never forget is, I think there was an attack in Katsina.
That's his state. Don't forget that. You have to
and
add that.
And he was in Katsina then.
Oh, God.
This man did not go to the site. Osibanjo and some senators have to fly from Abuja to go there. He didn't go.
Do you know something? There was an incident that happened during Buhari's tenure where he wasn't available and Osibanjo took over for some few days. Do you remember that time? And what Osibanjo did in those 2 days, Nigerians did not even.
It's not 2 days. Let me remind you. You know, you were in Australia, you were chilling then. Every time Buhari travels, the rule is for his vice to take over.
Yeah.
What Osibanjo will achieve in those weeks or days, it's so bad. That I think there was so much corruption that was going on in what is the name of this agency? And Osibanjo fired the head of that agency.
Yeah, I remember that incident.
Don't forget something that was common and a group that was so strong in Buhari's presidency, the cabals.
Were very strong. Even the wife was complaining about the cabals. They took over everything, including the wife and the children.
It was so bad that when he came back, they reinstated the woman. And it's not like Osimhen just sacked her just like that. There were evidence, unrefuted evidence of the corruption is there, but they reinstated her.
I didn't even know that.
So many things were happening. Okay, let me give you one that will pain you. Do you remember this? They created a whole ministry, and there was rumor then that they say Sadia is his girlfriend. Remember that minister for humanitarian and whatever.
All I can remember with Osibanjo's incident was after that case, that was the end of it. He just became dormant in that administration, and not we did see him that much again, and that was the end.
No, what they did was God forbid, bad thing. Kesame Sukai, the cabals, the Sukagani Osibanjo was doing too much. What they did was, in Buhari is traveling, he doesn't hand over to the vice president.
Okay, that was
so
what
the vice
happened.
President will be in Nigeria, but Buhari was handling things in the UK. They will carry files
and send
to the UK. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So they just clipped Osibanjo's wing, Kegane, and he just ran with it. But I'm not taking him out of the problems that were part of Buhari's administration. This man was a professor. A pastor. Look at all the atrocities, and he wanted to wash himself clean. I say it's a lie. It's a lie. Rashida, I'm tired of talking about
on that note, you sis. Let's have a prayer of the day. Our prayer of this week is that, yeah, Allah, may we not experience a marriage that's in old age, you cannot lean on one another.
Amen.
You know what inspired this dua? I was scrolling on my timeline and I saw this old couple, and I think the husband had traveled. It looked like he had gone for maybe Umrah or something, and he was coming back. They were this Muslim couple, and she went to pick him in the airport, and you would think that she is a young girl. You can see she's very old. You know when you're old and your body is like, it's like it has shrinked and your legs are not even that strong. And she came running. She opened her arms wide and she was running and he was running, and they hugged each other. It was the most beautiful thing I've seen in a long time. And you could tell that they were really old. You could see his white beard. He was struggling to run. She was struggling to run, and they hugged each other in the airport. And somebody from up, I don't even think it was part of their family, somebody from up just saw how beautiful it was. I recorded it, shared it. So it was so beautiful. And you can tell that this two people have been in a marriage for a long time. They are leaning on each other and they are forgiving each other, whatever it may be, and they are just trying to end this life together in happiness. Because I just feel that there's some, when you get to a certain point, there's no need, you know.
And so it was so adding to what you just said, I saw one too, I think was it yesterday, similar scenario, but this one I think they were Europeans or something. So somebody was actually recording from a, he got ice cream for both of them. So only from white hair, like really old, minimum 80.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know, happy. Yeah. They were in a park on a bench somewhere. The person followed this man hankily, slowly, and he gave the wife the ice cream. Then they started eating the ice cream. I was like, if I can add to your prayer, you said we have a marriage where we can lean on each other at old age. I don't think the leaning on each other starts at old age, or Rashida.
I think,
like you said, there were a lot of forgiveness.
Mm.
It's something that you start from the beginning.
You start
then
from...
it becomes part of you. I'm sure if you go and watch that video again, it's not like they are trying to do.
No, it's something they are like used to doing. Yeah.
So it's not at old age.
You grow with these things.
But with this your prayer now, some people think it's when they reach old.
No, I'm not saying that when you're happen. It's when you're old, you will start it though. Please.
Why are you like this?
You can never get what you have not started from the beginning.
Thank you.
Don't go.
Thank you. Like I
start saying that it's the old age that you want to start saying, running.
No
you
problem.
Break your leg.
Reach old age. To be like that
in that same light no in that same in that same this thing, you know, you have seen videos of people, you have seen them, they are old, they are wrinkled, and they are still fighting each other. I've seen video of physical fights, not small fights. Please, I don't even want to talk about the bad part. Let's just leave this our prayer as it is.
Let's use this one.
No let's
put and ice cream. It's perfect.
It's perfect. Like, positivity.
If I see the video again, I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah,
look at him.
See, I love like those videos of like old people in love,
right? Well, Rashida, may God help us. why are you laughing now? In your mind though, don't go and bust.
Yes, let's go on the streets.
That's your second home.
The history of today is okay. Let us.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, in case you don't know about the history of Nigeria and why we are at where we are now, please, you are welcome. Welcome to our TED Talk.
Governance in Nigeria.
I hope with those few information of ours, you'll be able to come to a conclusion of the reasons why you are buying fuel at the price you are buying fuel now. This tweet said, when my brother was relocating abroad, he sold everything he had and left his car for me. He wanted to sell the car too, but fortunately for me, he didn't get a buyer. That was how I inherited my brother's car. I wanted to sell it and invest the money into our building, but my husband had a different idea. He said, instead of selling it, why don't I use it for Uber?
Okay.
That way, we can use the income for building instead. The idea was nice, so I gave him the car. A year later, the car became his private car.
You know, they do Uber again.
He hasn't made a single sale, though he is registered with Uber.
Ah.
The fact is, my husband is not in a position to use a private car. His finances doesn't support it, but he is forcing himself to use the car. When it breaks down, he would take a loan to fix it. Sometimes, buying fuel is so hard for him, he has to use upkeeping money to buy fuel so the house will starve.
Oh, because he has already used the money for upkeep. Ah.
To buy fuel.
Oh, wow.
I had had enough and got angry, then put up a sale sign on the car. He removed it and warned me seriously never to try such again because he was using the car. All other financial responsibilities were left to me. If I asked for money for anything, he would tell me I have used my last money to buy a wiper or a tail light or the brake fluid, so I had to replace it. I called my
what
dad
was
to
he
call
doing
me
with the car?
For the car, and he did. My husband said I have embarrassed him and exposed him to ridicule him in front of the world. Since then, he has refused talking to me. He hates to take public transport now because he can't bring himself back to that level again.
Nice one.
He gave me an ultimatum for 2 weeks to bring back the car. I didn't mind him, but now my marriage is suffering because of this. What should I do to restore calm?
Hi, Rajida. For me, first thing first, there's
it's a difficult
priority
one, right?
In the, it's not a difficult one. There's misplaced priority in their family. That's one. As you said, immediately she should sell the car and put the money realized into their building, right? You said you wanted to do Uber. Good idea. I want to ask you, in this your narration, this your story, you didn't tell me what goes on to do with the car. Is it that he goes to work with the car? What does he do? Is he working? Because if he said he wanted to,
she never said. He just made it private. He's just using it to move. He's a big boy now, driving around. He's not some Nigerian mentality now. Some things you don't need to explain it. He just like the feeling of driving a car. He's a car owner.
So his family should suffer because of that feeling. And it's not even your car. That's the one that is paying me.
And now
you want to leave it up somebody else's car
because the thing had gotten to a point where she could not even like hide it anymore. And she said, to tell you the truth, he can't afford to maintain a car because if he buys fuel for the car, they don't even have money to feed, and all
no,
the responsibilities
are poor,
on her.
Are poor people, though.
Yeah,
he has imagined one thing, right? And I'm sure this one is a no-brainer. He has gone and painted himself to be something that he's not,
yeah.
And he needs that car.
Yeah,
it's not about. But the woman family is not about the marriage. Is that lie that he has portrayed that he has to maintain?
You did not hear that she said that because he cannot go back to using public transport.
Because he's who now? Who is he that he will not use public transport? Who doesn't use public transport?
He's a car owner now. He has got to tell everybody that he bought the car. He has, because definitely he's not saying it's his wife's car.
Of course. And it's easy for me, since you, the same way you lied, you can still lie again to give them another story as to why you don't have the car. And she said,
this is easier said than done.
Wait. She said her dad came and collected the car, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, that's what.
So it's above her now. It's above her now. Giving her ultimatum on top waiting, Kwa, that if she doesn't bring the dad, what will happen? The marriage will end.
I understand what
you're
saying.
No, the whole thing is stupid. No, wait. Let me finish. Let me land. Let me land. The problem is, Rashida, the problem is we rationalize any rubbish that a man is doing. Look at something straightforward. You are saying it's not as easy as that. Number one, it's not your car. It is her car. You are not able to maintain it. It's either your family starve, then you use the car, or you let the car be and your family eat. It's as straightforward as anything.
You see,
so
why are we? Yes, it is complicated. Why are we talking as if we don't know how people behave? We don't know how masculinity comes out when things like this happen.
The house is now hot for her because of this. You don't know how they take. I understand that it's her car, but the way he will do it, you will not believe that it's her car.
The papa don't carry, then she will let him be. That's the problem with women. She's not at fault here.
She's not at fault, but the way he will treat her, you will think that she's at fault. Even her, she will start doubting herself. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
She does not have, now
that house is hot for her. Let me just tell you.
I know the house is hot for her.
Because it's her that told her father to come and carry it. There's no explanation on this earth that you will tell that man. Now he's seeing that he's above. above her. How dare her tell her father to come? She's embarrassing him after he has gone to tell everybody that he has a car, and now she wants to
to go and tell people that it's his car. You see, you are still rationalizing what who gives a damn what he went and told people. Did she tell him to go and tell
I'm
people
not
that
even
it's
thinking
car?
About so, him. I'm thinking about yes. her right now, and she's in big shit in that house.
Thank you very much. I understand perfectly what you're saying. No. So it's left to her now, right, to accept being treated badly because of a car that is not his, and she doing the right thing. Okay,
that's
what
another
is it?
Point.
He will stop giving her food money.
Because not even used to give her food money before.
Do you understand? We always say this on this podcast, right? Women, so we have to be selfish and all that. So you cannot just say it. It's a process. It's not easy.
Yes,
she
I understand.
Say, what should I do?
But the problem now is, the problem now is, you know, when you get to a, point, okay, for now, for example, if she has gotten to a point where she doesn't want the marriage again, she wants out, this behavior is rubbish, she cannot take it, then we can say, oh, but the fact that she wants her marriage
even,
and she still wants
saying,
to be in that
I'm
house,
not even saying
she has
go.
To solve it.
I'm not saying she should go. You're not understanding my point. Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with you now? I'm not saying she should go. Okay, he's behaving this way. You did the right thing. The house is hot for her. Okay, what she should do? Okay, she should go and bring back the car.
I'm not saying she should bring back the car.
What I'm saying is she has to take the hard way, the hard part. She must do that thing that she doesn't want to do. It's either she be okay and ignore him totally because she didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't do he anything
continue.
Wrong.
See, men will make the house hot for you for doing less. Women are happy when some of their husbands are out of the house. So this is not, it's nothing new, but she has to do something about it and she has to take the high road. She has to take some hard decisions. It's either she'll focus on her children. If he finish, what was it called? Ignoring her, what? Last like he'll still come back.
Ultimatum.
But if she makes the mistake of bringing back that car.
She cannot you bring say, back okay, the car now. Which car? Why will she bring back the car? For what?
Thank you very much. So she it's something that she has to go through it. That's her reality now, right? She should just focus on her children and herself. He will be fine. Last, he'll be fine. Because this is their... They'll gaslight you now.
I said it's even gaslighting.
You're just like you don't know, man. Yeah, you gaslight her like she killed somebody. For me, my advice for her is focus on your children and focus on yourself. He'll be fine. It's not his car. You should raise money and
but
buy
how,
his
wait
car.
But wait, but wait.
Somebody that cannot even eat. How is it the way we are talking about car?
Even fighting for a car that is not your own. They dash this. Her brother gave her this
even
car.
Giving ultimatum. Giving ultimatum.
For
okay,
car that
Rashida,
is not
you
your
said
own.
That you cannot even maintain. Be adding that part that you cannot even maintain.
That's even the
number
issue
two,
here.
Look at poor man, or even giving ultimatum. Okay, Rashida, you did nothing wrong. And somebody is telling you that you have to go and bring a car or your marriage is at stake. And you are saying she wants it, she wants the marriage. Where is the marriage? If somebody will give you an ultimatum, bring the car or you go. Where is the marriage?
But what
are you getting? My point.
What I'm
what
saying here, you know, there's a difference between a man misbehaving and you trying to say, I can't take it any longer, I'm leaving, and you trying to fix what you think is fixable. Now she is trying to fix what she thinks is fixable. She's trying that the car should be left with her father and everything in her house should come back to normal. But the man has given her ultimatum now and said that she go and bring the car. This car is not your own. They dash you people. Two of you cannot even afford the car.
So Rashida, okay, what's your own advice now? Since what I'm saying, what's your own advice now?
I don't have advice now. That's why I'm arguing with you. If I had advice, why would I?
See, you keep saying if he wants to save marriage, it's the one that said she should choose bringing car or the marriage. The lady never said
I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking of her mental health in this situation now.
Thank you
because
very much.
Because that house is, I know that house is hot for her and hot for her children.
Who made it hot?
It's the husband. So what are they going to do with the husband now? Where are they going to take him to?
That's what I'm saying. The only thing she can do now, since she wants to be in that house is to ignore him. She cannot beat him. She will not bring the car, right? To itself now by the grace of God. So do you even have time to be looking at what the man is doing?
I just,
or focus on your children
you
and how what? And how they will eat?
I just think she's under the pressure of feeding the house while her husband is feeding the car. And now that the car is gone... She's under a lot of pressure of having a man join tantrums. So I don't even know for them.
Please. Our culture, right? Mm. And our society, they are the one that have enabled this rubbish.
They have.
You an educated person, matured person, advising a woman that when she's buying a property or car, she put her husband's name.
Yep.
Like you, your name is invalid. So this whole thing now,
you know, you fed that from heaven. Stems
from this rubbish.
That's what heaven. It looks.
Back
that's...
of tree. Who gave you heaven? You fell from the back of a tree. Use your husband's name because your name, is invalid now. You don't have a name.
I'm telling you that the issue here is that he has already gone to tell everybody that he bought a car. He has gone to Bear Parlor. He has celebrated that car since that day.
They have washed the car. They have even washed the car. They do washing.
I don't be surprised that she was part of the people that did the celebration.
No. She would have mentioned him.
You think so?
No.
Don't be surprised that she was.
Do you know why I said?
Because she just said that they will tell you that
from her narration. No, from the narration, she said the first thing that came to her mind is even to sell the car and we use the proceeds for the building.
Mm.
Do you understand? That's the first thing she said. Then number two, when he brought the idea of Uber, she saw that it was a good idea. Income will be coming into the family now.
Mm.
So I think in that aspect, she's kind of reasonable financial wise. The reason why she even let him have the car that time is because of that Uber. And from your narration, she said she has never seen one cobble from that Uber. It's only to repair wiper, tail light, and everything. So she's still expecting that he eventually use the car for Uber.
Yeah.
That's why I said I doubt if she's part of people that will wash the car that is his own. Hi, women are seeing things. Yeah.
I know she's going through.
Inferiority complex.
I know that she's going through a lot.
What is the car? I wish her all the best, yeah?
Yes, sis, don't wish her all the best. Please tell her something.
I already told her now. You didn't even say anything. You're just...
My sister, God is your strength. The next one is... I saw this video of this lady. She's in her 80s or so. And somebody said... They asked her this question. Like, what is something that happened in your life that you still can't believe? She said, the plane crash. And the lady interviewing her said, oh, the plane crash. Tell me more. And she said... that she met this man and she really loved him, but she couldn't be with him because she was married. She said 3 years later, she got a phone call and this person said, oh, there was a plane crash and your husband just died in the crash.
Ooh.
And then she said, and I was able to marry my beloved 3 months later.
This one, if it was in Nigeria, they would say she's the one that killed him. 3 months later.
3 months later, she was able to marry her real love. The former husband was not her real love. I saw it. I said, ah.
He was standing in the way of the real love.
Yes, I said, ah. Women are bold, though.
Fear women. Women. Rashida, you people should fear God. You see? There's this joke that usually goes around on Twitter. I say, don't let your husband stop you from seeing the love of God. So this is the real case of not letting your husband let you marry the real love of your life.
I'm telling you, three months later, she should be 80. Yes.
Somebody said, life is not a Nollywood movie.
You're wasting your time. If you think that it's... is she the one that killed him? She's not the one that killed him now. She said 3 months later, she married her.
But she for wait now. For wait, Rashida. Even if it's 1 year. Even if it's 1 year, Rashida. You that used to like solving my problem. If it's a man now, will you be laughing?
No, I'm not laughing now. This is a serious issue. Yes, this is... What do you mean I'm laughing? This is a serious issue.
Rashida, it's not fair. If it's a man now, you say...
No, because this is a rare occurrence.
That's too short.
This is a very, very rare occurrence. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
On that note, another lady wrote in, I cheated on my husband. He caught me and I begged for his forgiveness. He forgave me.
Mm-hmm.
But he started planning divorce. This is the same man I have forgiven several times for cheating. But... just this once, he wanted to embarrass me by ending the marriage. I did all I could, but he didn't back down from the plan. The only option was to let him go. I'd rather be a widow than allow him humiliate me. Since we lost him, I have been mourning and getting all the respect I deserve as a wife. I could not believe what I read. I said,
I thought, okay, she now reigned. She came to terms with the fact that they have to separate.
Yes, yes, I blinked my eyes like this 3 times to see if I was reading. What am I reading? You know that we read like 10 men problem. When we read one woman problem, it will be very, very heavy. Very, very heavy.
Dear woman. She said they have their money, no. Himself, you have been doing. She said only her own is only one time. Was it not just yesterday? They were discussing on Twitter X that cheating for men and women is different.
It's different.
They created that rubbish. Yeah. That rubbish.
Because two of you are not human beings now.
That is different.
One is a for donkey. One is
it's emotional. For a man, it's physical. It's physical. Oh, you didn't hear that one.
Yes. You sis, I'm tired of going on the street, please. I had over to you, please. What do you have on the streets?
Regina, this one, I was like, no. When some people talk about their experience and stuff, you'd be like, you thought things were bad. Then some people open their mouth, I'd be like, okay, I don't know. I'm sure you know Oloni now on Twitter.
Okay.
You'd be like, ladies, you now ask the questions and ladies will be answering it, posting their experience and stuff. This time around, I think last week she said, ladies, how did you realize you hated your boyfriend or husband? Rashida. Let me read some of them.
Okay.
And you know, say the streets are not smiling.
Mm.
So one lady said, he walked over to me, passed the table of drinks to interrupt my conversation and asked me to get him a drink. I asked him to explain why his legs and hands suddenly stopped working. If he's long throat, does.
Can you imagine?
As far as she's there,
He cannot do anything. Drink, yeah, he won't do anything.
No. She will leave that conversation and go and pour him a drink.
Wow.
President General. Among the nation. The second was there. This lady said, when I told him I was sexually abused as a child, and he told me, so I won't be your first. And he laughed.
That's the only thing he said.
Somebody was telling you she was sexually abused.
And that's your reply. Child.
And your reply is, I'm not your first. Do you see how they centered themselves on everything? Anyway, another lady said he wanted to stay friends with the very young man he was having an affair with for over a year, including while I was pregnant. After I found out, and he said he would end the romance. Talking about this one, she said she was pregnant. I read a report, Rashida, that said that some men behave worse when their women are pregnant. That the number two leading cause of their death is their husbands while they are pregnant.
I saw another report that says that pregnant women are more vulnerable.
Yes.
During pregnancy.
Anyway, this lady said, I knew I hated my boyfriend when he wouldn't stop complaining about how much overtime I worked, why he lived with his mom, and collected unemployment benefits after being fired from his second job in less than a year. Rashida, sometimes you see the sign, but you know women.
Yes.
You see sign, koro koro.
Yeah.
But you say no.
I will change him.
Why did you say that, Rashida?
He will change because of me.
Lastly, this woman said she realized she hated her boyfriend when he kissed me goodnight, saying see you tomorrow, and I prayed I wouldn't wake up in the morning. She rather die than see him in the morning.
No, that's bad.
Why are you in a relationship with that person if you hate him that much? She prayed she wouldn't wake up in the morning.
That's deep.
Regina, if you see replies, I say what? No. So that's some of the replies she got, and I was like, women are going through it, Sha. That's what I have for you on the streets.
Yes, and on that note, we'll say thank you for listening to the podcast thus far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Don't forget to do all the good stuff, and we'll see you again next week.
When Regina has turned this episode to political, please, people, don't mind her. Thank you for staying with us thus far. Kindly follow our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. Send us an email, chillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed this. Have a good week. Bye.